All right, WWIB, good morning. 13 before 6 o'clock. First thoughts on my mind this morning is that everyone's made in the image of God. Everyone, everyone, everyone. What do we say on this show? We've said it for years. All means all, and that's all means. That as I read my Bible, God made people, men and women, in the image of God. Psalm 139, everybody's fearfully and wonderfully made. God doesn't make any garbage, right? And so you're not garbage, and no one you meet is garbage. Everyone is an image bearer. So want to say that out of the gate this morning. Also, the final supermoon of 2025 is just one of the celestial events on display this week, as Rory O'Neill reports.
The December full moon is called the cold moon in the northern hemisphere and may look a bit more super than usual. NASA says the moon will be a mere 221,000 miles from Earth on Thursday night. Meanwhile, the Geminid meteor shower is also due to start this week, but it's not expected to peak until mid-December. That's when NASA says up to 120 meteors will be visible per hour during a clear night sky.
Thank you, Rory. Also today in history, December 4th, no audio for you, but a few facts. In 1619, America's first Thanksgiving was celebrated in Virginia. In 1812, the power mower was patented by Peter Galliard of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. In 1918, President Woodrow Wilson became the first president to travel outside the U.S. while in office. He set sail for France to attend the Versailles Peace Conference. In 1967, actor Burt Lehr died at the age of 72 on this day, best remembered for his role as the Cowardly Lion in the classic film The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy, we're not in Kansas anymore. All right, and let's see. We have a devotional thought this morning, and for that we turn to the pastor of the church I attend.
This is Travis Albrecht, lead pastor at Valley Brook Church in downtown Eau Claire. My favorite Christmas stories is the best Christmas pageant ever. It tells the story of the Herdmans, kids who had never heard of the Christmas story before, kids who didn't seem to belong in the church Christmas play. And yet when they finally hear about Jesus, they are amazed because they realize he came for them too. There's a line in the book and in the movie that says, Jesus was born for the Herdmans as much as he was for us. We'd be missing the whole point of the story if we turned them away. And that's true. Sometimes we forget that Christmas isn't for the polished and the perfect. It's for real people with real struggles, real questions, fears, and messiness of life. It's for those who wonder if God could ever love someone like them. That's what makes Christmas such good news. The angel said in Luke 2, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Jesus didn't wait for us to get our lives together. He stepped into the world right where we are with his love, his forgiveness, and his peace. And he came for the hurting, the lonely, the overwhelmed, and the unsure. He came for the Herdmans, and he came for you and for me. So wherever you find yourself this Christmas, whether you're celebrating with joy or walking with sorrow, know this. Jesus sees you. He loves you. He came near so that no one would ever be turned away. My prayer is that you'll experience this closeness of Jesus in a personal and powerful way this season. Remember, he's with you. He's for you. And he offers hope that never fades. Have a blessed and joy-filled Christmas. And remember, keep looking up and keep looking out for ways to help others meet Jesus.
How fitting that this Friday night, actually, the movie they've been talking about on Haven Today, the best Christmas pageant ever, the most recent rendition directed by Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen, that's going to be shown at Valley Brook, so you can check that out as well if you're interested in downtown Eau Claire. What's your favorite Christmas song you're telling us this morning?
Oh, Holy Night. Thank you.
Good morning, Mark. Hey, favorite Christmas song? Too many to count. But definitely, O Come All Ye Faithful by Third Day. That'll kick it off. Merry Christmas, all the listeners. God bless. Bye-bye.
Come and behold him, born. Good morning, Mark. My name is Ron. I'm from Hawkins, Wisconsin. And my favorite Christmas song is Mary, Did You Know? Mary, Did You Know? Just love that Christmas song. Have a blessed day, Mark. Merry Christmas.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know?
We've added one name. Yeah, thank you to Kim this morning. Just a few moments ago, she took us up on our invitation. Kim and Bloomer asking for one of the gift offers this month. Yeah, terrific offer that we've got with Jesus Music. And I'm So Blessed for 60 or more. It's all from Kane. The I'm So Blessed is the kids' book that goes with it. And so we've got a number of names, 7 or 8 here in the box here as we shake it up. And again, congratulations to Mary, who looks to be, had her name drawn yesterday, maybe during the day with Sam. And so here we go. Drum roll for day 4 of our 12 days of bundles. And congratulations to Dale in Durand. He made 2 pledges yesterday online just before 12 noon. And congratulations to Dale.
Hi, it's Jerry from Menominee. I'd like to hear Ring the Bells by Big Daddy Weave and Meredith Andrews.
Thank you. Bye.
This is Sherry from Whitehall. Oh my goodness, there are so many fantastic Christmas songs out there. It's hard to have a favorite, but one I would really love to hear is Once Upon a Christmas by Selah. Thank you so much. God bless.
Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ.
Some good news. The headline is this: Goodbye finger pricks, diabetes monitoring with light waves. This is really neat.
Keep going, Caleb.
MIT scientists are working on a new non-invasive device that may let people with diabetes check glucose levels without finger pricks. This device uses Raman spectroscopy. I know that you wanted me to read that so I could try to figure out how to pronounce spectroscopy.
You're very good at pronouncing it.
It's a method that shines light on tissue to measure glucose levels. And again, for those who have diabetes, this is, and not to spoil it, but a very prominent part of I Can Only Imagine 2 is the constant finger pricks and just, I don't know if you say torture, but I mean just the constant pain and having to deal with that day after day after day. So although this current model is about the size of a shoebox, so a little bit bigger, researchers are aiming to make it as small as a watch. And again, using light waves, not finger pricks. This is a really, really cool advance in technology.
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Beth Deitch from Eau Claire. And my favorite Christmas song is Silent Night. I don't have a particular artist, but I like the traditional version of Silent Night, and the memory I have attached to it is when my granddaughter was a baby about 4 months old, when I basically first got to meet her. I would hold her and rock her and sing her Silent Night to put her to sleep. And I would just cuddle her close. And it's a very, very special memory for me. So Silent Night, the traditional version by any of the artists is wonderful. I love the Christmas music. Thanks for all that you guys do, and have a merry, merry Christmas. This is Gloria from Barron. I have many favorite Christmas songs, but the one that comes to mind right now is Go Tell It on the Mountain. Since I was a little girl and watched Little House on the Prairie and they sang that song, it's just been one of my favorites. Thank you. Bye.
All right, let's not wait any longer. Time for that drawing, the second of three drawings today. Day four of our 12 days of bundles. Caleb's got the gift box working through it. Here is the drum roll from those who've given a partner gift to We've Incorporated.
Next winner is Kim from Bloomer, who actually just gave a gift earlier this morning. Congratulations, Kim.
All right, way to go, Kim. Thanks so much for your support to We've Incorporated, helping keep those 21 Christ Center programs right where they belong here on WWIB. One more drawing later today with Dawson on the drive.